I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about recreation. I want you to just think about this simple concept today. Recreation, the word recreate. Whenever we enjoy times of recreation, I believe we truly recreate ourselves. And I believe it's very important in our lives that we take time to rest and to play. There's time for work and there's time to pray and to connect with God, but recreation be one of these times that we can recreate ourselves, to connect with God. Maybe you get out in nature, maybe you just go out and have some fun doing things that you enjoy. But I truly believe it's those times when you just go out and you play like a kid, that it recreates you from the inside. So we're going to be taking communion over this just as a time of gratitude that God has given us recreation in our lives, and we're asking for his help to truly use these times of recreation to recreate ourselves, just and enjoy life more. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, to remember him, to remember me, he says. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice that happened over 2,000 years ago into our mind and imagination and remembrance and bring it into this present moment right now, making it active and relevant in our lives right now at this present moment. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proclaiming or proving the death that activates all of the benefits of this new covenant. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death. We're activating all of the benefits of this new covenant. It's this opportunity for us to receive and activate promises that God has made us. And we can combine these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir them into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and the juice, something we can release our faith into. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. But it's important we take it the right way. To take it every day with the fear of the Lord, just that awe and reverence and honor and deep respect for God. Taking it with delight, using it as an opportunity to recreate ourselves, to take it with joy and delight. But the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. It's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. This is a prayer for me that I consider to be the foundational prayer that I pray every day. There's other prayers that I use, but this prayer developed over the course of about 8 to 10 years. It's the foundation of what I pray every day over myself and my family, all those connected to me. Let me take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? How are we doing about walking out today? Because when it all comes back to it, we have to walk out today executing those things that we know to do. Do a good job, make today a masterpiece. But the Apostle Paul says that some people are weak and sick and they die early because they're not examining themselves before we take communion. So we have a time to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? And then after our time of communion, we have some practical workout advice, physical exercise. Because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice connecting with God and experiencing his power flowing through you, where you can feel it, you can experience it. By faith, it's a physical expression of exercising our faith, to receive that grace from him by faith and experience him doing the work through you. And then once you understand how to do that, once you understand how to get that flowing through you, it's just a natural outflow to begin to apply it into other areas of your life as well. Not to mention all the health benefits that come along with it in the process. Let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll get going from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us. and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet that made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities, to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. It's a time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to execute these basic fundamentals. And we're going to execute them with joy and fun and delight. We're going to recreate ourselves today by having more fun. We're going to take our position in the light. We're going to magnify that light. Staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction. We're going to take action, do those things that we know to do. We're going to have fun doing them. We're going to do them together in partnership with God, because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. So our first one, let's get position in the light today. Every day, we got to keep redoing this. Every day, we got to take our position in the light again. As time moves forward another day, got to keep repositioning every day. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. To be in the light is to take our position in humility, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to repent, willing to humble ourselves, say we're sorry, willing to submit to levels of authority in our lives, submitting to God and levels of authority in our lives. To walk in forgiveness today, receiving that forgiveness from God, walking in forgiveness and grace with ourselves, walking in forgiveness and grace with other people. To take our position in love today, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing continually? To take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith, just gratitude and praise. This is how we take our position today. And when we take our position in the light, we got access to everything God has. He's taken everything he has and he's put it all in Christ. And we take our positioning in him. We've got access to his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace and joy, his mind and wisdom. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in him. Got his health and energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. Become part of his family. We've got an eternal purpose to walk out with him today. His time, his finances, so much more is available in the light. It's like a pipeline of living water. We have to learn how to receive it and get this flowing through us in our lives. And one of the big steps in that is magnifying the light. First, we take our position in it. Then we're going to start to magnify that light, to make it bigger or greater today. And that comes through consistent practice, consistent repetition. And as we do this, it expands the capacity where God can flow more and more of all these good things through us. It also gets it more fixed and established in our hearts so we become more consistent and steadfast when the issues and pressures of life are coming at us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. Where is our focus today? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on in our heart throughout the day? To magnify the light, here's some ways we can do it. We can magnify God's word. To study it diligently today, to be thinking about it, to be talking about it, to be rolling it over on the inside. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness and that nothing's impossible for him today. We can magnify our right standing with God in Christ. We're right with God because of what Jesus did. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. Whatever is lovely and just and true and all the things that are going well, all that God has already done in our lives, to look back at how far he's already brought us. These are ways that we can magnify this light today. This is where our mind is supposed to be through all throughout the day. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, because as you go throughout the day, stuff's going to happen. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. People are going to say things. People are going to do things. Stuff's going to come up to try to steal our focus, to knock you out of position. It's just simply bringing those issues into the light and magnifying God as bigger than those problems, to keep your attention and focus on him and choosing not to magnify those issues. We've all had those times where the issues and problems come and we magnify them. We think about them. We roll them over in our mind and it feels like they grow bigger on the inside of us. It's just taking that same principle and doing it with the things of God. And all of a sudden they become to grow bigger and bigger. They get magnified on the inside of us. And then the size of the problems looks like nothing compared to God. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could just stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on doing things our own way. Bitterness, contempt, internally focused, looking out for ourselves, venting, complaining, so focused on the issues and the problems, just meditating on them, toiling away, trying to figure it all out in our own mind. I think for a lot of people, this happens because they don't realize all that's available in Christ. People talk about casting your cares onto God and things like that. A lot of people talk about it. Very few people actually do it. So we feel like we have to figure it all out in our own minds. If we don't figure it out ourselves, no one's going to do it for us. We have to learn how to cast these cares over onto God and to rest in him. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Might be the tendency to retaliate, to try to get back at people, to snap at people, to withhold good things that we know we should be doing because they did something to me, they said something to me, who knows what. There's the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw our presence, to not talk to them, to avoid them. Then on the inside, you'll feel this heaviness and this weight and this pressure, like it's all sitting on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. A big symptom of darkness and magnifying darkness is low energy. Your energy levels just go down very quickly. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and the worry, the anxiety, dread of the future. If you're dreading something in the future, our positioning's off. Confusion about what to do or which steps to take, because when we're in the dark, we can't see. You stay positioned in this consistently, you get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad habits, bad patterns that can become very hard to break on our own. But when you take your position in the light, there is this rest in your soul. You are full in him. There's this feeling of fullness that you get in him. Nothing's missing. Nothing's lacking. You are full in him. You take your rest in him. And when you rest, God goes to work. And when he's doing the work, everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up because you've got his peace and his joy and his energy and his love and his power and his mind and wisdom all flowing through you. And now all of a sudden you've got hope in any and every situation. He just begins, as you stay positioned in this consistently, to effortlessly set you free out of bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles, maybe you've been stuck in for a while. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track, it just takes a moment to get our positioning right back in place. Life is throwing things at us throughout the day. Sometimes we're going to get knocked out of position. And we can be training ourselves to sustain our positioning longer and to make very quick adjustments if we ever get off track. Paying attention to these symptoms. How do you turn it back around if you ever get off track? Number one, you humble yourself, because God gives grace to the humble. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was that knocked you off track. You receive that forgiveness from him. You give yourself grace. You forgive yourself in the middle. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, if there's peace lacking in any relationship, you take steps to correct that. And then you just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love, and that what he put in you is more than enough to deal with whatever's coming at you today. You change that focus, and all of a sudden, you'll feel that heaviness lift off of you. You'll feel a lightness come into your spirit. You'll feel your energy levels rise up. You'll feel that peace and joy just begin to flow all of a sudden again. It can shift in literally just a second. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us, but we got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning in the light. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What were my wins for today? Then I'll ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And then you get still and you just listen for a few minutes. And whatever becomes to come into your mind, whatever comes into your mind, we just write it down. Whether we think it was God or not, we just write it down. We begin to record our journey with God. And then as we go throughout the day, we got to stay connected to him. We got to stay tuned in to him throughout the day, because he may course correct your path. He may have some things in your day to navigate around, some directions to take, some new things to teach you. You ever feel like you're losing that connection from him? You just slow down for a minute or two. It doesn't take long. I've learned it just takes a minute or two. You slow down, you get connected back to him. You plug into him. You power up in him. Think of it like taking a break to plug in your phone for a second. Sometimes we got to do that throughout the day. Then if you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which steps to take, we can wait until we know. I've learned this lesson. I've gotten out ahead of God sometimes because I didn't know what to do yet. And I started taking action on things I didn't know what to do. And I got out ahead of God. And then I ended up having to redo a bunch of stuff. So what I've learned is wait until you know. Wait until I know what to do. And so the last thing I like to do in my journal before bed is plan out the upcoming day with God. What do I know to do today? Now I'll get still. God, what's on your plan for the next day? You listen for a minute, and then I write out, what do I know to do? What's on my to-do list? What things do I know need to get done today? Is there anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? And I write out the plan. And it's about waking up like a kid on Christmas morning. We're going to wake up with excitement and expectation for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. First thing in the morning, let's get our positioning. As soon as your feet hit the floor today, take your positioning in the light, get connected to him, start praising and thanking him, get connected to him. And then we're going to walk out that plan today with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. As we do this, it does something like magnetize us. You get that grace flowing through you, and his grace begins to beautify your life. He is the source of beauty. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to draw and to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's talk about recreation real quick. How much fun are you having? Are you taking some time to do the things that you enjoy? Yes, there's times to work. There's times to get things done. But it's also important that you play. That you take time for recreation and to recreate yourself. Often some of your greatest ideas and insights and revelations will come during these times where you're relaxing and you're recreating yourself. Having fun. Because when you rest, God goes to work. When that joy is flowing, in God's fullness, there's presence of joy. When God's, hold on, I'm saying that wrong. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. Said that completely backwards, I think. In God's presence, there's fullness of joy. As you have more fun and you experience more joy, you're going to experience his presence flowing through you more. And it's going to recreate you from the inside out. So we're going to take communion over this today, just asking for God's help. Maybe we need his help to have some more fun. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives. Just thank you for all that you've done for us in Christ Jesus. We're so thankful for what you did for us. We're asking for your help today to have more fun and recreation in our lives. Now, you may have to plan this. It may take some time to plan these things into our lives. And Father, we're asking for your help to help us just get this recreation and recreation of ourselves the way that you intended it to function in our lives. You've given us this as this amazing gift. We're asking for your help to do this consistently, Lord, and do it the way you designed it to function. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it, receive it." That it makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many." I believe you experience God helping you to have more fun in life. How can you take the ordinary things you do? Yes, it's building some time for truly recreation, fun things to do. But how can you just have more fun in the everyday moments of life? The more we learn to do this, the more it recreates us, I believe. Just take the ordinary things you do every day, and let's bring some energy and some presence and some fun into those things today. Take the pressure off. Just enjoy the day more. Stop being in such a hurry. I believe you experience this on a new level, and you just experience God recreating you through this. It's going to help you to know him better, to just know his heart and his goodness that much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Something that's just coming to mind right now. I think there's a tendency for all of us. When you've had a long day, you've been doing work all day, you've been working all day, there's this tendency for a lot of us that we just want to go and we want to sit down and we want to just kind of zone out for a little bit. I think what I'm hearing God saying right now is, instead of doing that, how could you do something fun? Instead of just hanging out on the couch, zoning out for a little bit, how could you do something truly fun during those times? Because it's going to recreate you. It's going to rejuvenate you from the inside more. You're going to feel more alive. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's about walking out today. Let's have some fun. On another note, today's workout stuff. What do you do if something hurts? You're executing your workouts consistently, hopefully bringing some presence and some energy and fun into those workouts. But sometimes stuff hurts. What do you do? First thing is this. I always say, what can you do? If you'll follow this very, very basic principle, what can you do with no pain? And you start there and you build it back up. Almost always, we can rehab ourselves, I found. Not every time, but a good percentage of the time, we can rehab ourselves by starting with what can you do? So, for example, you do push-ups and your shoulder hurts. Can you do a shorter range of motion? Maybe you go down halfway. Maybe you do less reps and there's no pain there. But then you get to a certain number and the pain starts. Stop before the pain. Okay. If a certain amount of weight hurts, can you cut the amount of weights that you're lifting back to a point where it doesn't hurt? What can you do with no pain? So I always start with reduce the amount of resistance on the exercise. If you're doing weights and you got 100 pounds, cut it back to 75 and see if it still hurts. If it doesn't hurt, stick with 75 and build it back up to 100 over time. If it still hurts with 75, try 50 and see what happens. If you get down to where you can't do the movement at all without pain, then I would say, can we shorten the range of motion? Can you do like half of the movement without any pain? A quarter of the movement? What can you do? Find what you can do. So I've seen this a lot of times with people with knee and hip issues. We'll do step-ups, just stepping up on a step. And a lot of times on the side that hurts, people can't do a very high step-up without grimacing or without pain. And I'll find, what can they do? Sometimes it's just stepping up an inch. Sometimes it's 2 inches, and we start there. But you'll find that area where you can do it and there's no pain. And then very slowly, you build it back up. You'll be amazed at what it will do. This simple progression, I've seen it work so many times. Now, if you can't get, you can't find something that you can do that that doesn't hurt, okay? You might have to cut out a complete movement, or just upper body or lower body, whatever it is. You might have to cut out the whole movement for a little while. But my goal in those situations is never to cut it out forever. I may cut it out for a little bit, and then I may keep experimenting over time of trying to put it back in at a very small level and restoring it, rebuilding it back up. That's the way I typically approach when something hurts. So if something hurts, don't do that. Cut it back. Cut back weight, cut back the range of motion on the movement. Find something that you can do. There's almost always something you can do. Start there and build it back up again. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.